Be seated. Okay, some volunteers who are going to help me, and I need two more volunteers. You have to be willing to hold a foam board. Okay, Clint's going to help. Come on up. So I sort of need you in a line. I need, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Okay, don't hold it up yet. Okay. These are your two. Oh, come over here. No. Henry, I thought you were going to come on this side. Well, you can go last. Whatever. Just hold that on the bottom. So our scripture today is the scripture from the very beginning of the Bible. It's from Genesis chapter 1, and it's the first story of creation. It's a familiar story to many of us. And this morning, I want to retell the scripture with visuals and in a style that I learned, which is called Godly Play. Godly Play is a children's worship curriculum, and it's a Montessori kind of based. And it allows us to enter the story in a different way. So rather just hearing the words and seeing the text, it's seeing the story and inviting you to enter into it. So sometimes it can go a little slow because you're asked to sort of ponder everything as it shows up. And at the end of it, there are some wondering questions. Now, these are not just me up here wondering by myself. This is for all of us to be wondering together. Okay? So I invite you to listen to the story of creation in a new way. In the beginning, there was, nothing. Except perhaps a great big smile. And then God gave us the gift of light. Hold this one up like that. Okay. God gave us the gift of light. Now this light was not like the light shining from above. This light is the light from which all light has come from. And God separated the light from the darkness and said, "This is good." On the second day, keep this one up. We gotta switch hands here. There we go. On the second day, God gave us the gift of water. And again, this is not just the water that comes out of your tap, or the water that's in Carquinez Strait, or the water that is in the ocean, or the water that comes down by rain. I mean all the water that is water. This is the firmament. It separates the waters above from the waters below. And God saw the water, and God said, "It is good." The end of the second day. On the third day, God gave us the gift of dry land. This one. There we go. God divided the water and the dry land and created green growing things. And God gave us the gift of those green and growing things. And God saw the dry land and the green growing things and said, "It is good." On the fourth day, hold that one up really high. Oops, upside down. Go this way. There we go. Okay. On the fourth day, God gave us the gift of the day and the night. And God gave us a way to count our days. Here's the great light that rules the day, the sun. And here are the lights that rule the night, the moon and the stars. And when God saw the day and the night, our way to keep time, God said, "It is good." That was the end of the fourth day. On the fifth day, God gave us the gift of all the creatures that fly in the air. Not just the birds, but all the creatures that fly in the air. Dragonflies and bugs, bats, and all the creatures that swim in the water. All of them. And when God saw the creatures that fly, and all the creatures that swim, God said, it is good. And that was the end of the fifth day. On the sixth day, maybe you can hold that together. On the sixth day, God gave us the gift of creatures that walk upon the earth. Creatures that walk with two legs, and creatures that walk with four or even many legs. And when God saw the creatures that walked with two legs and the creatures that walk on many legs, God and the gifts of all the other days, God said, it is very good. And that was the end of the sixth day. On the seventh day, God rested and gave us the gift of a day to rest and to remember the great gifts of all the other days. There's nothing here. Because people go different places to remember the great gifts. You might put something there in your imagination to show your favorite place to remember. It might be your backyard by a tree. It might be in your church or in your room. It might be in the mountains or by the ocean or a lake. I don't know where your place is. Only you know. What I do know is that this day is so special, sometimes the Christian people mark it with a cross. And the Jewish people mark it with a star, the Star of David. Now, chance to wonder. I wonder which one of these days you like best. Yes, you are actually supposed to answer. You're actually supposed to answer. Yes. This is the day you like best. Yeah. You like the animal day? Yeah. Which dog day? Oh, you like the birds of the air and this is when the dogs got created. Yeah. Yeah, you like that day. I wonder which day you like best. The sun and the moon. Now, I wonder which day is most important, because sometimes the day we like best and the day that's most important are not the same day. Which day might be the most important? Okay, Donna would say this day is the day that's most important. Okay, so you would say this day is the most important. Do you wonder which day might be the most important? You think this one might be the most important. Okay, Carol's back to saying this day is the most important. I wonder which day you are in, or maybe which day is specifically about you this day. I don't know if I see one. I don't know if I see one of those.
It's not very theological, is it?
It might be the running, I don't know. Which, this day you think is about you today? Yeah. Which day might you be in this day? You're hoping that it's this day. Yeah. Okay. I wonder if this one, the creation of human beings. Yeah, that one might be about us, might be about you this day. I wonder if we could change the order of these days. Or take any of these days out. Can we take this one out?
I do it all the time.
Could we change the order? Could you come over here, Justin? Right? Oh, you're wearing your dad's. That's right. And let's see. Could we change the order? Is that any different? No. Oh, but okay, but if we did it this way, you would say, "Oh, we can't have the water without a place for them to swim in and a yeah." What if, Henry, I'm going to send you, go stand by Michael. And then now we got to switch these back. Go back where you were. Let's see. You had this one. Left side of him. Okay, which one did you have? We got to get these in the right order now. Let's see. You, one, two. Nope, we got to go this way. Can we switch you this way, this way, this way? There we go. Can you hold those two? Okay. What does that do? Oh, so that's the wrong place for that. Okay. Oh, that would be planning day. So you would stick the Sabbath day back on the other side. Okay, so Henry, go back on the other side. All right. I wonder if we could take out any of these days and still have all the days we need. No. Go ahead and hold those up really. Fish before the man. So go ahead and hold those up really high, right? And God created, and God said, "It is good." And the people said, "Amen. Thanks be to God. Thank you, volunteers." Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for helping. Oh, I got them all. Yeah, I got them all. Thanks for playing along. Please join me in a word of prayer. God, as we reflect on your word and wonder together, we ask that you would teach us anew about yourself, about ourselves, and about how we are to be with one another and to be in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Earth Day! Right? Today is Earth Day. It's a worldwide secular observance that calls our attention to the planet, to ecosystems, and to what human beings mean in the middle of it all. I'll admit, I totally confess, I have a complicated relationship with holidays and observances that are not on the church calendar. For you see, the church calendar is what takes priority over the secular calendar. So this year we had Ash Wednesday fell on Valentine's Day, and Easter was also April Fool's Day. But I didn't end up walking around saying Happy April Fool's Day. We said Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. And then this also gets tricky when we have other holidays like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, and those fall on Sundays. So then it's like, do we do anything? Do we not do anything? Do we honor mothers? Do we honor women who are here but who are not mothers? And I just go, eh. So I take Mother's Day off. And then, right, I also have this tension with patriotic holidays too. Which is to say, we're here talking about God, and then we also know, right, there's a Veterans Day or a Memorial Day. And so for the most time, I dodge the secular calendar stuff as delicately as I can. And so then I try to keep with our church and liturgical calendar, where we talk about Christmas, Easter. We don't celebrate spring, we celebrate the season of Lent, right? We celebrate a season of Epiphany. But this year, it's Earth Day, and it fell on a Sunday, and it didn't fall on Easter. Sometimes Earth Day and Easter fall on the same day. But even though Earth Day isn't a religious observance, it is a large observance. And a day where we are hearing in the news, right, there are festivals in town calling our attention to the world. And so it got me thinking, is it our place to talk about Earth Day in church, at worship? Is there a role for a Christian minister to be talking about the environment? And do Christians have any theological, not just because you learned it in school or because, you know, everybody else cares about the earth, but is there a specifically Christian reason to care? Like, does God care? Does God care about our fossil fuel use? Does God care about the die-off of our coral reefs? Does God care about the decline in species and how many species are on the endangered species list? I mean, I know that we care on a moral and human level, but do we care with a God concern? The word that we use in Christian theology to say when we are missing the mark or getting things wrong is sin. Sin, hamartia, means missing the mark. And so then I wonder, would we call it a sin to be ecologically careless? Are we missing the mark when it comes to issues of our planet? Another way to say this is this another area of God's concern? Perhaps even a concern for justice. We talked about waters that roll down like justice and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And we looked at that with a lot of relationships we have with one another. But what about our relationship with the earth? Now, I want to be careful here that we don't just take whatever the social movement of the day is and proof text it with the Bible, right? I don't think that's good theology. But I actually think that's not the case here. For when we go back to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God's the one who gave us the gift of water, of light, of trees and dry land. God's the one who gave us the gift of creeping things that creep upon the earth, and even created human beings, and looks at creation and says, it is good. And so when the Creator sees his creation being torn to pieces or trampled underfoot, I believe that God mourns that. Just as if any of you, right, had a beautiful piece of artwork and then it got damaged or torn apart. Wow, something beautiful getting destroyed, it hurts. For God created this world as a gift and as a treasure. And so we, especially we who claim to know God and worship God, can see and recognize God's creativity. And so then I believe we are called to honor the Creator by honoring the gifts that God made and that God created for us. So yes, Christians may not be the only ones to care about the earth and Earth Day, but I believe that we have the additional wisdom of knowing why we would care about the earth. We would care because we care about the Creator. And because we are aware that God's creation has God's fingerprints all over it. So go ahead, live your faith this Earth Day, even if it coincides with the other things that you think you just ought to be doing. Go ahead and repent of your actions that are destructive to the earth. Go ahead and take a turn towards life. Go ahead and act in ways that honor our Creator and value creation. Maybe you plant a vegetable garden, reduce your food waste, reduce your carbon emissions, go solar. The list of things that we can do is on and on and on. But do it this year, not because you're just going to join your neighbors in going solar, but because you know that this is another way to worship our God who created heavens and earth and all that is therein. Thanks be to God. And the people say, amen. I'm checking our time. Okay, we have a little bit of, this is first service. We have a little bit of time for talk back. So reflections on God's creation and our role in responding to that. Jeff was talking before the service, but now you're not going to talk?
I was kept awake and just totally like it. Because I didn't know what her topic was. There was an interesting article in the Chronicles on the relationship of evangelicals to Earth and the climate denial versus
Dominion, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the sermon I didn't preach this morning. So, yeah, but I looked at that too. Yeah. Yeah, Tyler. Did these seven days happen and everything stop? No, there's been an ongoing thing, and sometimes we say, oh my gosh, something died and that's awful. Maybe something dies and something new emerges that couldn't have emerged unless something else died. No. So maybe there's an ongoing sense of change. And I look at that, when I look at the natural world, I see a lot of change in the natural world. When I look at things that are constructed or made, like a chair, right? It loses a leg and we go, oh, it's broken. You know, you lop a piece, a branch off a tree, it just grows a different direction. So creation does, and nature teaches us different things than some of our material things. That's helpful. Yeah.
It's part of God's salvation. God has brought salvation to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation to the people. So salvation to the people through ministry. Our ministry.
So you would link our ministry is also to the earth. Yes.
Because, you know, there is a new age movement. And the new age movement is drifting away from God.
Uh-huh. Yes.
About us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's saying, you know, New Age would care about the earth. Well, what about Christians? Wouldn't we as Christians say we care about the earth? Yeah. Yeah.
I think we need to still be mindful that sometimes we put nature in jeopardy. It's not just that it rolls and hits something and goes. Like when the buffalo were over hunted, the animals were over hunted.
Mm-hmm.
I drive on the highway a lot, and I see a lot of dead animals on the road, and we haven't put structures up to protect them. There's just a lot of other things that we need to still be mindful of and not just say, well, you know, that's supposed to happen, that's natural selection, and it's this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also we need to care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lion is still going to eat, right, the antelope, right? I mean, there's death, right? But then the lion's going to eat the antelope, right? But do we ever kill and not value what it is? I mean, there are these energy, or do we take more than we need, perhaps? So. Right, so where are we recognizing this is our sinfulness and our mistake, and where is it that God is carrying on God's natural way of things? And how do we tell the difference? But that's an important, I mean, both of those are important questions. Yeah, great. Well, thank you for reflecting on this with me and reflecting on Earth Day. Okay, let's sing.